This is the day the Lord has made. Even in all of its snowy glory, let us all rejoice and be glad in it. For those of you who haven't looked outside, it's snowing again. It's supposed to have started at 8 o'clock this morning, so it's a little late, but it's here just as well. 2 weeks ago, we looked at how we need to bear with one another, how we need to deal with our individuality of each other, because we are all different, and sometimes we don't necessarily get along with each other because of our differences. But we looked at how we need to bear with each other. We need to get along and deal and find a way to get along with each other. Today we're going to be looking at another way that we bear with each other, and that is that we're going to bear each other's burdens. Loving one another is a primary command for disciples of Jesus, and bearing one another's burden is just one way for us to show our love for each other. And it also fulfills the law of Christ. M. Scott Peck began his book, The Road Less Traveled, with a three-word sentence that is packed with simplicity, yet it is a profound truth. It reads, "Life is difficult." And we all probably would agree with that, unless you're, you know, real young and you haven't had a lot of life yet. But life is difficult. We face a lot of struggles. We face a lot of trying times in our life. And the older we get, the more we struggle. Life is filled with burdens that we must bear. Thing is, we do not have to bear them alone. Today's one another verse is found in Galatians 6, verses 1 through 5. Brethren, if a man is overtaken, a man or a woman is overtaken in any trespass or sin, you who are spiritual, restore such a one with a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself lest you are tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load. God's intention for the church is that we become a family where we bear each other's burdens. And by doing so, we help each other through this very difficult life that we live. We don't have to face difficult life decisions by ourselves. We have Christian brothers and sisters who should be willing to help us out. Let's examine the command and then work towards its application. In verse 1, Paul gives instructions concerning our responsibility to help other believers who are stuck in sin. He says that we are to come alongside the sinning brother or sister and help restore them in a spirit of gentleness. And I think that's the key word there, is gentleness. We can't come in with a holier-than-thou attitude. We can't come in standing on our pedestal and look down at them and point a finger at them and say, yeah, you know, you shouldn't be doing that. Yeah, you know. No, that's not having a spirit of gentleness. Then in verse 2, Paul commands that we bear one another's burdens. The fact that the command of verse 2 follows the content of verse 1 suggests that this is one of the burden bearings, helping another believer overcome the burden that they are facing in sin, that we are there to help them. But Paul is not implying that this is the only way to carry out others' burdens. The burdens that we are to help others carry include any sort of difficulties that people face. The word that is used here is a general word that literally means a heavy weight. It has been a normal practice to refer to something that is heavy as a burden. That is the reason there are certain animals like donkeys that are considered or called beasts of burdens, because that's what a lot of people do when they're going off into the wilderness. They would put all their weight on these beasts of burdens to carry it for them. The word that is translated bear or carry is a word that in the original language meant to carry or to lift something. The most literal meaning of the words is to pick something up and to carry it away. As Paul employs it in a figurative sense, he means that we are to reach out to a brother or sister in their time of difficulties and help them in any way that we are able to help them rid of their burden. Anything we can do to lessen the weight of the load they are carrying will be a great blessing to them. The verb carry means that it is a command, and as a command, it implies a continuous, ongoing action. The command is not worded in a way that we are to do occasionally, but it is something that we do continually. If you were paying close attention to the reading of Galatians 6, 1 through 5, you might have noticed something that appears to be in contradiction to each other. Verse 2 says to carry each other's burden, and in a way you fulfill the law of Christ. But in verse 5 it says each one should carry his own load. So which is it? Should we bear another's burdens or not? What we can't see in the English language is the fact that the two verses are using two different words for burden. The word in verse 2 refers to heavy loads, more than a person could carry without help. These are the kinds of overwhelming burdens in life that we must help each other bear, or they will overcome a person and destroy them. But in contrast to that kind of burden, the word used in verse 5 was used to designate the pack, usually used by a marching soldier to carry. Although the pack might be heavy, it is not too heavy for a soldier to carry, and every soldier is required to carry their own pack. As followers of Jesus, there are certain Christian responsibilities or burdens that each bearer must bear, and these burdens are responsibilities cannot be lifted by others. Thankfully, Jesus assured his disciples that many burdens were light. Jesus said in Matthew 11, verse 30, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." The final thing that I want us to notice about the command is that it comes with a promised result. If we faithfully carry each other's burdens, then we might be fulfilling the law of Christ. What exactly is the law of Christ? The law of Christ is the law of love. The law of Christ is to love one another as Christ loves us. These are verses we have looked at several times over the last 10 weeks in our study of one anothering, and we should be familiar with them. John 13, verse 34, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another." And in John 15, 12, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." And then in Galatians 5, 14, "For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Bearing the burdens of others is a genuine expression of love and ultimately fulfills everything God wants us to do. What about the application? Before we get into specific burdens that must be borne and how to bear them, let's make an important observation. Just like everyone else, Christians must bear burdens. There is a common misconception and popular idea among Christians and churches today that says that Christians are exempt from difficulties, troubles, and burdens of everyday life. But that is not a biblical idea. The Bible is clear about the fact that Christians will face adversities. And we've read this in our Sunday morning class, James 1, verses 2 and 3. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. When we examine the biblical story, we notice that even great people of faith had their share of sufferings and burdens. Look at the story of Job, Abraham and Sarah, Joseph, Naomi, Ruth, and the Apostle Paul, just to name a few. And so as Christians, we need to accept the fact that we too will have burdens of our own to carry. Our burdens may vary in kind and intensity, but all of us have or will have burdens of one kind or another. Once there was a woman who had lost her son and could not get over her grief. She went to see an old wise man and asked him what to do. He told her to go find a home that had no worry, that had no struggle, that had no sorrow and no grief, and bring back a mustard seed from that home. And when she did that, she would restore her son to her. She threw herself into that search in many days and looking and going and trying to find the home with no problems. She came back to the wise man disappointed. And she says, I am so sorry for coming to you with my problems, because every single family, every single home I went into was suffering some kind of grief, some kind of sorrow. Let's take a minute to look around in our congregation today and let's understand that all of us have some kind of burdens that we are dealing with. There is some kind of heartache in every person's life. We all have problems and cares that weigh us down and are a burden to bear. There are some burdens that are so heavy that we need others to help us bear them. I don't know if you noticed in this picture, I was looking at it. The guy on the right is bearing only half of the burden. And the guy on the left is only bearing half the burden. But the guy in the center, the guy who decided to help with his friend's loads, he's actually bearing the full burden. He's got half in his right and half in his left hand. And sometimes that's what we need to do as Christians. We need to bear more than what the person that we're helping bears. What are some of the burdens that we may need help bearing? There is a burden of sorrow and of grief, sickness and aging, emotional difficulties and emotional scars of the past. There is a burden of a difficult marriage or a failed marriage. There is a burden of children with special needs or rebellious spirits. There is a burden of unemployment or underemployment. And of course, the consequences of lawlessness and sin and foolishness. These are just a few of the many kinds of burdens that people might need help with. Now that we know that God wants us to help people with their burdens, the question is, how do we help them? Once we have a heart that is willing to help carry the burdens of others, then two very important things are required to bear the burdens of others. The first, we have to know that a brother or sister has a burden. We must be open to listening and watching our brothers and sisters and tell when they are struggling, which means we need to be in tune with our brothers and sisters to recognize that they are struggling. Second, the person with the burden must be willing to allow us to help them. We must be willing to let others in and help with our burden. So how can we discover that someone has a burden that may need assistance to bear? To some degree, the responsibility for discovery is on both people, both the one needing help and the person willing to help. If the person needing the help isn't open and honest enough about their struggle or burden, then no one will be able to help them because no one will know. But on the other hand, if the person who is willing to help is not observant enough or interested enough, then they won't notice that someone is struggling, even if the person tries to tell them about it. But both things suggest that people excuse me, but both things suggest that there needs to be real Christian relationships on both parts to be experienced. Real Christian relationships require love and trust and contrast and communication. Several years ago when we were in North Carolina, Kathy and I were working with the teens, and we had taken them to Raleigh to a church there for a youth rally for the weekend. And Friday night, Glorify Him had come up for one of the Christian, His Glory had come up. No, Glorify Him, it was him. And had come up from one of the Christian universities to sing at the youth rally. And the church had a balcony, and that's where most of the adults were sitting, and all the children were sitting down here with their people. And the group was singing and everything, and all the youth were getting into it. And Crystal was sitting up here in the front row on the right with some friends that she had met. And I noticed this one girl, all the other people were excited and everything, and this one girl sitting next to Crystal was just sitting there and not doing anything. And so when we had an intermission, I went down to Crystal and asked her, you know, what was wrong with, you know, the girl that was sitting next to her. And she said that she's wanting to be baptized, but she doesn't know if her mother, you know, will allow it. And so I found the girl and I talked to her and everything. And she, you know, she lived, she went to church, but she lived like an hour away or something. And she didn't know if her mother would allow her to get baptized without her being there. And I said, well, let's call your mother and talk to her and find out. And so we talked to her. She talked to her mother. And then I talked to her mother and told her, you know, who I was and everything else. And she said that she had no problems with her daughter being baptized. And so after the concert, we ended up baptizing her. But I didn't know this girl. I didn't know anything about it. But sitting up in the back, I noticed that she was struggling with something because all the other teens were excited about the concert and all. But she wasn't. So it's sometimes, you know, we need to be aware of what's going on with our brothers and sisters. We need to, you know, be in tune and notice that something is wrong, that they're struggling with something, so that we can help them. But then again, on the other hand, the person needing the help needs to be able to open up. They need to trust us enough so that we can help. Once it is clear that someone has a burden that is too heavy to carry alone, and there is a person who is willing to help carry the burden, then the person with the burden needs to be willing to be helped. Why are those who need help with their burden sometimes reluctant to allow others to help? Often the reason is pride. Pride is the reason that we don't want to let people help us. Pride often causes us to think that we must bear our burdens alone, and it causes us to do that. But sometimes the reason is a misunderstanding about our relationship with God. We can't be embarrassed that we need help and be embarrassed to let somebody help us. Unfortunately, sometimes we have accepted the false notion that our faith in God alone should be enough, and that a strong Christian must depend on God alone and no one else. After all, doesn't the Bible say that we should cast our cares upon God? Yes, it does. In Psalms 55:22, cast your burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. It is true that we should take our troubles to the Lord, no matter what those troubles are. And it is true that we should trust that the Lord will give us the grace and the strength that we need to endure. But we should also recognize that God often uses people as his agents to help us to carry our burdens. In other words, God helps us carry our burdens through his people. This is what Paul had said that happened in his own life in 2 Corinthians 7:5-7. For indeed, when we came to Macedonia, our bodies had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Outside were conflicts, inside were fears. Nevertheless, God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the coming of Titus. and not only by his coming, but also by the consolation that with which he was comforted in you. When he told us of your earnest desire, your mourning, your zeal for me, that I rejoiced even more. Isn't that amazing? Paul knew that God comforted him through Titus and through the Corinthians. Ultimately, we are God's eyes, his ears, his tongues, and hands that help others carry their burdens. So let's be sure that we are cultivating relationships that are close enough that we feel comfortable sharing our burdens and allowing others to know that we are struggling to carry our own. And let's love each other enough to want to help those who are burdened. And then let us be humble enough to be willing to receive the loving assistance of others. The idea of being able to receive the loving assistance of others is illustrated well in this powerful story. And it might be a little blurry. It was a small picture that I had to blow up. On July 25th, 2002, 9 coal miners entered Q Creek Mine in Somerset County, Pennsylvania. About 9:30 p.m., the miners were drilling near the abandoned Saxman Mine when 50 million gallons of water was released into their own shaft, cutting them off from the surface. In a desperate race against time, more than 200 rescuers worked to save the 9 trapped miners. The men were trapped in a small chamber that was about 4 feet high and 18 feet long, with frigid 55-degree water. The area of entrapment was approximately 240 feet underground and was a mile and a half from the entrance of the mine. The miners decided early on that they were going to either live as a group or die as a group. In the end, they were all rescued after 77 hours of being trapped in the mine. The 55-degree water threatened to kill them slowly by hypothermia. So according to a report, when one would get cold, the other 8 would huddle around this person. And when another person got cold, the favor was returned. Miner Harry Mayhew told reporters, "Everybody had strong moments, but at any certain time, maybe one guy got down and then the rest pulled together. And then that guy would get back up and maybe someone else would feel a little weaker. But it was a team effort. That's the only way it could have been." What a great description of the way the church is supposed to work. Those who are all up are supposed to help others who are down. But because of the way that life happens, those who are up will someday be down, and vice versa. So we should take turns carrying the burdens of each other. So how can we bear one another's burdens? We can hold each other up in prayer, which is what we talked about last week, about praying for one another. We can offer a listening ear and a shoulder to cry on. We can offer hopeful and encouraging words. We can look for simple and practical ways to help. Visit those who are shut in or in the hospital. Ask if there is anything that we can do. Look for ways to help those who have young families or families with special needs. Look for those who are struggling emotionally, socially, or financially. But most importantly, we can just be present and offer ourselves, our love, our life, to be a friend. I hope and pray that this will be our sentiment. I hope that this will help us to commit to each other in a more connecting way. I hope that we will love each other enough to carry each other's burdens. I hope that our love for each other will cause us to feel that no burden is too heavy that a brother or sister can't help us to bear. Like the song goes, "He ain't heavy, he's my brother." Or, "My sister isn't heavy, she's my sister." That's the way of Jesus and his followers. May God help us to love one another and bear one another's burdens. Whose burdens will you help bear this week? Next week will be our last week of our 12-week study dealing with how we treat one another. Next week, we will look at how we as Christians are to spur one another. And from those of you from Texas, it's not actual spurs. If there's any way that we can help you this morning, let us know. Let us bear your burden. If there's something that you need help with, that you need prayers for, we are here to pray for you. We are here to encourage you. We are here to love you. We are here to pray for you. Please let your wishes be known as together we stand and sing.